Hello, good morning. My name is Anna and today I am taking this exam because I've been studying English for the last years and it's quite important for my CV to be able to prove that I master the language at a B2 level as most job offers require. The topic I was given is education. I will develop my monologue around three main aspects which undoubtedly raise many debates. Firstly, the question of state education versus private education. Secondly, the differences of the education system in the past and the present. And thirdly, I would look into my own experience at school and at university. To start with, I would like to go through some advantages and disadvantages of both state and private schools. Many of us are firm advocates of the state services in general, but mostly when it comes to health and education. Not only is it a right of the citizens, but also a privilege we all can benefit from. So, state school being free is, needless to say, a huge advantage. Unfortunately, there seems to always be a lack of staff in school. Therefore, the number of students per class is much higher than what we could consider reasonable for a single teacher to handle. This may lead sometimes to students being treated in a much general way rather than individuals. So, it's quite impossible to focus on developing the specific skills of each and every child. This issue seems to be better taken care of in private schools where there are more teachers, assistants, and other specialists. Another unquestionable advantage is the fact that many private schools are bilingual now, so this clearly encourages parents to lean toward this kind of schooling. The most considerable drawback is obviously the substantial amount of money the monthly fee costs. So this certainly makes us all ask ourselves a question. Is this kind of education only for the rich? Well, moving forward to the next section, I can see huge differences between the past and the present in terms of teaching. Nowadays, technology plays an important part in all the classrooms, which has multiple benefits. To name but a few, I would point out the instant access to information, the increased student engagement, the improved retention rate, and the 24/7 teacher support. In the past, everything was much slower, the only source of knowledge being the teacher and all the books borrowed from the library. Today's students can contrast multiple sources and luckily, in the end, develop their own opinion. There is, though, a huge regret we all should have regarding the present education, and that is the loss of the respect teachers benefited from in the past. Nowadays, it is quite likely for teachers to be treated with rudeness, both by students as well as by parents. This is something I strongly believe our society should not tolerate anymore. The last point of my monologue regards my own experience, which was entirely in the state education system. On the whole, those were the happiest years of my life, or at least the most carefree ones. As I look back now, I can see two main aspects that urgently need to be improved. The first one is languages approach, which should be a priority. In such a globalized world, we should be able to speak at least two or three foreign languages. The second aspect I would suggest working on is developing children's emotional intelligence. During many years, education has been based on acquiring knowledge only, but I consider it's high time we started to think about transversal skills such as self-confidence, initiative, empathy, teamwork, etc. In conclusion, to put it all in a nutshell, I would improve our educational system by reinstating teachers' authority, by introducing emotional intelligence skills, and by continuing to use technology in the classroom, as it is our greatest ally nowadays.